this is Annapurna from the Word Elephant. And today I will be telling you the story of little Ganesha, big foodie. It was a lovely morning in Kailasa, heaven. Beautiful birds chirped, cheep, 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 cheep. Water gurgled from the falls. Deer ran around playfully and little Ganesha ran around playing with Nandi, Lord Shiva's trusted Vahana and aid, the sacred bull calf. Oh, it was a beautiful day indeed. Suddenly, Goddess Parvati called, "Ganesha, Ganesha, hurry and get ready. We are going down to earth to meet sage Atri and his wife Anasuya. In fact, we will be having lunch in their hermitage today," she said. "Sure, Ma," said little Ganesha, dreaming up of a yummy spread that Aunt Anasuya would make. Yummy, he thought in his mind, and his mouth watered. "Is father coming too?" he asked, walking back, holding his mother's hand. "Yes, Lord Shiva will be joining us too," she said, smiling at her little boy's enthusiasm. Soon, the trio, Lord Shiva, Goddess Parvati, and little Ganesha, descended on earth and reached the beautiful hermitage of Sage Atri. It was nestled in a huge forest and looked breathtakingly beautiful. Maybe it could even compete with the beauty of Kailasa. A small clearing amidst thick, dense trees and plants, a little hut with a flowing stream nearby, deer, rabbits, cows, goats, beautiful flowering plants, and the calm and serene divinity of an ashram. The place made you so happy. After greeting Sage Atri and his wife Anasuya, and little Ganesha seeking their blessings, they sat down for lunch. Someone was very hungry. As Anasuya went into the kitchen and brought out delicacies, the banana leaves started filling up with food. And before you knew it, there was no place left. The leaf was full of sweets, savories, flavored rice, fresh fruits, salads, payasams, and more. A feast fit for the gods, literally. All of them began to eat, enjoying every morsel of food that Anasuya was serving. She was a great cook. Soon, they were full, satiated and happy. But not little Ganesha. He said, "Aunt Anasuya, I'm still hungry." Anasuya lovingly smiled and went to the kitchen to get second helpings of all that she had cooked. Little Ganesha finished that too. Then she went to get third helpings. He finished that too. Fourth, fifth. "I'm still hungry," he said. Before she realized, Anasuya was staring at empty vessels in the kitchen. Naughty Ganesha, she thought. Maybe she knew that little divine Ganesha was testing her patience. Well, Aunt Anasuya won't give up so easily, will she? She sat down in the kitchen and rustled up a new delicacy for little Ganesha. It was little white dumplings filled with fresh grated coconut, sweet rich jaggery and fragrant cardamom. She steamed them in rice flour and brought out a plate full of modakas for the little elephant boy. Ooh, little Ganesha saw intrigued. "What is this, Aunt Anasuya? What is this dish?" he asked her. "Try one, Ganesha," she said with a twinkle in her eye. He popped one into his mouth. Oh, it was delicious. It It was nothing like he had ever tasted before. It melted in his mouth and the sweet jaggery and coconut burst open, making him very, very, very happy. Without realizing, he popped the second one and the third and then the fourth. Oh my, the fifth! And he continued relishing the soft, delicious modakas. After the 21st one, oh, he let out a huge, satisfying burp that could be heard far and wide. "I am full now, Aunt Anasuya," he said. And everyone laughed at the little boy whose new favorite food was modakas. Do you know, that is why in temples, when people ask Ganesh for a favor or a blessing, they give him 21 modakas. After all, that is the magic number that makes him happy, isn't it? Did you know, modakas are also known as kadubus in Kannada and kudumulu in Telugu. Kerala also, there's a very similar dish called elada. Hope you enjoyed listening to this story. Thank you.